It's 5:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert. Rob Ferret is out today. Coming up later, we'll look at a new twist in the ongoing debate over a proposed casino in Kenosha. First, earlier this month, a 37-year-old professor of math from Stanford University became the first woman in history to be awarded math's highest honor, the Fields Medal. Maria Mirzakhani was born in Iran and didn't really get into math until late in high school. She was awarded the Fields Medal for, quote, outstanding contributions to the dynamics and geometry of Riemann surfaces and their moduli spaces. Well, whatever that means, it sounds worth celebrating, and women's advocates hope the win could encourage the next generation of women to pursue higher degrees, according to our guest today. Christiane Rousseau joins us now. She's a professor in the Department of Math and Statistics at the University of Montreal and the vice president of the International Mathematical Union. Christiane, welcome to Central Time.
Well, I'm happy to speak to you.
Well, the Fields Medal is considered the Nobel Prize of Math. Put it into perspective for us. How significant is it that a woman just won the Fields Medal?
It's certainly a historical day. Can you imagine? There was a first Nobel Prize in Physics for women, Marie Curie, in 1903. She also got the Nobel Prize in Chemistry in 1911. And it never occurred that that a woman would won one of the big mathematical prizes. So it's certainly a very significant day. And it's more than 100 years later than it had appeared in it had occurred in physics and in chemistry.
So 100 years later than in physics and chemistry, a woman getting the highest honor in the field. Why did it take so long?
Why did it take so long? I don't know if we can explain, but certainly what I can assure you is that it's not the last. We will have many more, because the women are doing contributions of the very high level. Maria Mirzakhani, her contributions are really first rate. She's the people that get the Fields Medal, usually it's because they put some bridge between domains of mathematics that are very far apart. And then you can bring some techniques from one domain into the other one, and ooh, that's a breakthrough. And this is what she has done in her work.
Well, Maria Mirzakhani is one of a handful of winners for this year's Fields Medal, but as we said, the only woman. What can you tell us about her? Who is she?
Well, she's she was born in Iran, and she loved math, so she went to Olympiads, and she won some gold medal in the Olympiads. And then she decided to study math, and she's a researcher at Stanford University.
And about her field of study, the reason she was awarded the Fields Medal. Now, it is not something that I can explain to you, but are you able to put it into layperson's terms for us?
I can try to explain. Well, in mathematics, we provide models for the other science. So, in fact, some models are some geometrical objects that could be like a model of some universe. And so she's studying some of these models. The image you can have is a surface. So you have a surface. And then you want to classify these objects. So you want to know when is a surface the same as another one. If you just deform it a little. So take a ball and take a donut. Suppose your ball is very flexible. Can you deform it in a donut? No, you can't, because there is this hole. So in fact, this is the kind of things mathematicians do. They will classify objects the same way you do in biology. You will classify species. But then Mariam, she went further on these different species. This classification, she puts some structure. The same way in biology, you will have the tree of life, so you put some relation between the different classes. So this is some idea of what she has done.
Ah, well, I think I do have a little bit of a better understanding now. Now, you have said, you were quoted in the Guardian newspaper saying that this is a celebration for women. How is the news going over in the world of math?
Oh, the news has spread. It's incredible. We have had much more coverage for the Fields Medal than we ever had in the past, because it's certainly, it's a model so for young women that we are able to do at the very high level. We can do the same as what men can do.
And is that something that you think still persists, this idea that women are not somehow as adept at math as men?
They like math. And a lot of women go into mathematics. If you go to an undergraduate classroom, you may have in many places not far from 50% women. The difference is that sometimes they hesitate to go to research. Research is something difficult. You are searching something. What are you searching for? There are long periods where you are just searching in the black. You don't know if you find. So it's sort of, you feel maybe less secure when you do research. And sometimes women, they stop before going to PhD and before moving to research.
Okay, so you're saying that women like math, especially at the undergraduate level. You'll find a lot of them, but somehow when it gets to the PhD level and the more theoretical places, women somehow...
We find less.
...drop out of the picture. So why is that? What's your explanation for that? Is it a confidence thing?
There is a confidence thing. I think what is important is that women realize that you could be a researcher and have a very normal life. You could have, well, in fact, Mariam Mirzakhani, she's having a family, a child, and she loves to do other things. And I think it's very important that the image is spread around, that you can have a nice life and do this research, and that you are a normal woman, even if you are doing research.
Now, she has talked about the problems that women in academia face, about how it's harder for women to stay in the field because they have to make choices between family and career. Now, this is something that women say across the board, whether or not they're in math, but is there something about being in the mathematics field that is less supportive to women?
There is some pressure. It's clear that it's more difficult to combine a family life with things. On the other hand, there are a lot of efforts in the university to try to accommodate the women. But if you look for the Fields Medal, it's not exactly like a Nobel Prize. The age limit for getting it is 40 years old. So the four people who got it this year, it's every 4 years that they are awarded. They needed to be less than 40 by January 1st of this year. This puts a pressure for women, because if you are to have your children, then maybe you don't have time to make your most spectacular contribution before the age of 40.
So maybe more time would be needed to win a medal like that.
Yeah, well, in fact, in mathematics there are no Nobel Prizes. As I tell you, the Fields Medal, it's the most prestigious, but it's not exactly the equivalent of a Nobel Prize, because the Nobel Prize is usually an award for career. And in fact, you could be awarded the Nobel Prize for some work that you have done 20 or 30 years before, and because it has had so much impact, then you get the Nobel Prize much later. This cannot happen with the Fields Medal.
Well, you're the vice president of the International Mathematical Union. Would you support moving that target age from 40 and under to an older age so that it would perhaps favor women a little bit more?
This is something we're exactly considering. We had the General Assembly of the International Mathematical Union recently, and we voted a resolution to have a committee that will study if we are to move the age limit. There are always, it's always delicate to move with a prize that has so much prestige and that exists for so many years. So you need to be careful. So we want to take the time before making any move.
Now, in any career, role models are important to drawing new people into the field, new talent. And it would seem that on the surface, that math didn't really have a female role model. And now we have Maria Mirzakhani, the first woman to win the Fields Medal, and also, as you say, have a normal life with a family. Will she be that role model for this next generation of female mathematicians?
I think, it's not She wants to live a normal life. She doesn't want to be just a star, and this is something we should respect. But it's important that people say it's the image is very important. You can be when you are a woman, you can target the same level of excellence than men, and the symbol is there, and it's extremely important. I have to say that at the International Congress, when it was announced, it was really a feast among the women. All women were so proud. There was really some excitement. And you know, the Fields Medal, it's kept secret till the opening of the Congress. So it's really, people come to the Congress, and there are thousands of people in the room. And in fact, the medal was given by the President of Korea, who is herself a woman. And the people don't know in advance who are the winners. So it's really some great moment. And we could feel during the whole Congress the excitement with this news.
Mm. Well, we're talking right now with Christiane Rousseau, a professor in the Department of Math and Statistics at the University of Montreal and vice president of the International Mathematical Union, talking about the recent win of the Fields Medal by the first woman ever, Maria Marzocchini. And she's 37 years old, and she is a role model, looks like, for women going into math. And we'd love to hear from you about this. What do you think can keep women away from math, especially at the PhD level, when you see women sort of dropping out? They seem to be more involved earlier, later on at the theoretical level, the research level, not as much. Does a veering away from math happen in elementary school? Is it part of the fabric of society that we need to acknowledge? What needs to change? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. If you're a parent, do you see a confidence gap between boys and girls when it comes to math? You can also post on the Central Time Facebook page. We're back now talking about women in math. Maria Marzocchini just became the first woman in history to win the Fields Medal. It's been called the Nobel Prize for Math. And we're taking a look now at why more women don't pursue math as a vocation and what's holding them back. And we want to know what you think. If you're a woman, did you grow up believing that women were just as good at math as men? Or not? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. If you're a parent, do you see a confidence gap between boys and girls when it comes to math? And how do you think that we start to address that gap? 800-642-1234 is the number to call. We're joined by Christiane Rousseau, a professor in the Department of Math and Statistics at the University of Montreal and vice president of the International Mathematical Union. And Christiane, let's talk about how to encourage women to enter the field of math. Now, it could start at the university, or there are other entry points, you know, in grade school, but where do you think the breakdown happens when it comes to getting women, lots of them, encouraged and excited about math?
I think we should start to encourage them already in school. It's good that you have activities where they see women that come in the schools and give lectures or speak of careers. Also, when you have some extra activities and you try to enroll them in science fair, in mathematics competition. So it's good to enroll them before. At the university, it's certainly important at the undergraduate level to try to have, I could see, some special activities. Sometimes we try to organize in Canada some workshops for women in math. Usually it's more already students that are at the graduate level, but we should have more of these. For instance, the undergraduate math conference last year, so all the universities have this national conference. They had a special activity for women in math, and so they had invited some professors, and the girls were there, and then the professors with professors would talk of their life and how they like their career, how they like what they do.
Now, Maria Marzocchini had said something about math that I thought was striking. She said that it reveals its beauty, and I'm going to paraphrase here, when you dig deeper, and that until you get to the point where you really can see its beauty, it seems soulless and cold. Do educators, do you think, need to do a better job at helping students to see the beauty of math, especially women?
we certainly need, if we want to, we need to show the beauty of math. In fact, we love mathematics, and this is something we really need to show in the schools, because math is not a popular subject. But in fact, you see, as professor at the University of Montreal, I do a lot of my teaching with future high school teachers, because I find it's extremely important that teachers be very motivated. And when the kids in school say, but what is mathematics useful for, that they have some very interesting examples, and that they can show where we are going much further, so what they can do with math. Because if you are just told, okay, you have to study it, and you will know in some years what it's useful for and why you did it, this is not a good motivation.
Right, so showcase the way that math can have applications in life, it sounds like, is part of it. And also, do we need to change the way that we talk about math and culture? We often joke that it's nerdy, it's boring, and is that kind of talk turning people off from pursuing math as a career, men or women?
We say it's boring. I wouldn't put it differently. Mathematics is, of course, for me it's a beautiful subject, but it's difficult. But I could say we should change our system of how we consider the difficult things. Doing difficult things is fun. And it seems funny when I say that with math, but think of sports. If you are to say that a kid, he wants to be a champion, a very high-level hockey player, he's ready to work very hard to do it. It doesn't come by itself. You have to work. If you want to be very good at sports, you have to work to make efforts. If you want to be very good in music, then you have to practice, and you need a lot of discipline and to work very hard. People won't say it's boring. It's difficult, but it's fun doing difficult things, and this is how we should have math. Of course, it's a subject that is somewhat difficult, but we could try to bring it that it's fun to do difficult things.
Hmm. And when we look at math in popular culture, at least in America, you're Canadian, but I'm wondering, science is experiencing a boom right now. It's fueled by TV shows like Breaking Bad and The Big Bang Theory. Does math need something like that?
Yeah, but in fact, you may not have been aware, but last year we had an International Year of Mathematics of Planet Earth, and we did a lot of that. In fact, I was the person who started that International Year. So we did a lot of things with having, there were public lectures in many places around the world, so included in the States, and we tried all these lectures where videotape, we could have it. So, and we built a lot of material on the Internet. There was a Math Awareness Month, which is organized every year in the States with the theme of sustainability, because showing how mathematics is important when we want to move to sustainable development. So there we should do more, but that was when we decided to hold this international year. So mathematics and planet Earth. So you see, make the link between the planet and all the things that we need to, how we organize the planet. So you organize the transport, the energy, the resources. There are also the planetary challenge, how we will move if the climate is warming, all these things, and showing how math has an important role to play. It changes the image of math when you show how it's important in all these issues.
Now, what would you say to a girl or a young woman, a university student, about why to go for it in math and to pursue math as far as they could take it?
I would say, okay, for me, when I want to encourage a girl to go as far as she can, for instance, going further than, first you have to feel that you are able to do it. The other thing which is important, I wouldn't encourage any person to go very far. Do you like it? It's very important that you should find what you like in life. and not all people will like to do math, and in fact it's good. We couldn't have just mathematicians. So it's very important that the young girl would find what she likes. But if she likes math, then we encourage her.
Well, Christiane, thank you for joining us. Appreciate your time today.
Thank you.
That was Christiane Rousseau, a professor in the Department of Math and Statistics at the University of Montreal and vice president of the International Mathematical Union, talking about the first woman to win the Fields Medal, math's highest honor.